Parshas Shemois. The first pasuk, V'yele Shemois b'nei Yisrael, Haboyim Mitzroimo, and these are the names of the children of Yisrael that came to Mitzroyim, Eis Yaakov Ish Uveise Bo, Eis with Yaakov, and the household they came together. And the first Rashi says that V'yele Shemois b'nei Yisrael, that Afapi Shemonon b'chayayim b'shemoisom, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu really counted them by their names before in the Parshas Vayigash, when they were alive, Chozar Umona B'Misosom, the Torah goes and counts them, tells the names over again after they're dead. Lohidia Chibosan, to teach us how much Hashem loves the Shvatim, loves Klal Yisrael. Shenimshul Lekachovim, they are like stars. Shemoitziyun Machnisim B'Mispor V'Shmoisom, Hashem takes them out, brings them back by count and by name. Shenemar Pasuk says, Hamoitzi b'mispor tzvom l'chulam v'shem yikro. Now the Rabbeinu Bechai explains that Rashi really is answering, like, what is the Pasuk start off, the Eila, what is the Vav doing here? It just should have said, Eila Shemais, like we're starting a new Sefer now, Sefer Shemais, so what is the Vav? So the Rabbeinu Bechai says that really we already counted them before in Parshas Vayigash when they were alive. So this is the Hemshech, really, this is the Chibur, we're connecting the two Svarim together. The Sefer of Bereishis and the Sefer of Shemais, we're connecting together to teach us that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted them when they were alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, loves the Shvatim, and he went again to count them now, but he saw some even after they died. And the Svasem says that the Pshat is that Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and he makes us like stars, that the Pshat from the star is, it's in the Shemayim at night, and it shines up at night, it makes the night a little bit light. The same thing Klal Yisrael in this world has to light up and give out the Or HaTorah, the shine of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and it's something that Klal Yisrael has to know. We have to know we're something different. We are the shining of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Kli Yoker explains this first pasuk also, why does it start with a Vav, V'Ela? And secondly, how come the pasuk says, V'Ela Shemesh B'nei Yisrael, Haboyim Mitzrayimah? Mashma, presently, right now, they are coming into Mitzrayim. And then it says, Es Yaakov Ishu V'Esu Bo, that they already came before. So what does it say? Haboyim, they are coming now, and then Bo, they came before. So Kli Yoker wants to say that the Eila, the Vav, is Moisef Alinyan Rishon, is a continuation of the end of Sefer Bereishis, that there it said, Vayomash Shom Yosef, and they buried him in Mitzrayim, and the Pshat was that Kol Zaman Yosef was alive, the Mitzrayim didn't bother Klal Yisrael. They had covered for Yosef. However, after Yosef died, then it started a little bit, the Shibud, they a little bit started attack not nice to Klal Yisrael. Even though it's brought down, the Shibud really didn't start until the last one of the Shvatim died, until Levi died. However, after Yosef died, they started a little bit, tacked different, tacked harsh to Klal Yisrael. So that's the Ve'elah, that now that Yosef died, right now it's considered like B'nai Yisrael HaBoyim, it's considered like they first came now into Mitzrayim. Like now the Mitzrayim started attack different to them, so it's considered as if they first came in right now. But then the pasuk says, Es Yaakov Ishu Vesu Bo, that the pshat is that even though Yosef died, but I call upon him, like we learned about before, it says Yaakov Lomes. Yaakov didn't die is the pshat, that the schus of Yaakov is still with us. And like we spoke about it, Vayichi Yaakov, that with the schus of Yaakov, we'll be able to stand out and live through the golus of Mitzrayim. So that's the pshat, that Es Yaakov Ishu Vesu Bo, that since they came down with the schus of Yaakov, when they first came down, they're able to stay through the Shibud Mitzrayim. And coming down Ishu Vesu, he explains, means to say that Klal Yisrael did not mingle with the Mitzrayim, they were not Shtufei Zima, because they came down with Mishpachas already. Means they came down with the Koyach of Yaakov to keep themselves away from the Mitzrayim, away from the Shtufei Zima. And the Chofetz Chaim also explains like this, like the end of the pasuk really is extra. Like once it says, V'yele Shemais B'nai Yisrael, why did it have to say, Es Yaakov Ishu Vesu Bo? Like we're going to count each Shevet, so Pshita Ishu Vesu Bo. And he explains the Pshat is that really the Shvatim wouldn't have come down to Mitzrayim. If not for Eis Yaakov, they came down with their father. And like we said, Ishu Veso, they came down with the Mishpachas. They don't have to be worried about getting married in Mitzrayim. They came down with the Mishpachas and with their father. And when you have your father over you to watch you, then they weren't afraid to come down into Mitzrayim. So the only reason why they came down was because they had their father there to watch over them. Like we said, even after Yaakov was really mace, but our koponim, his chusim, was still with them, to stay there throughout the stay in Mitzrayim. And really, like the first Medrash Rabbi says here in Shmois, that it goes on the Pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Yudimol, Pasuk Chovdala, that says, Choyseich Shiftoi Soinevenoi. Somebody that holds away the staff is like, and doesn't hit his child, really hates his child. V'yoyavoi Shicharoi Musar. But a person that loves his son, gives him a lot of Musar, hits him. So the Medrash Rashi is like this. Choyseich Shiftoi Soinevenoi. Who is somebody that held back the stick, that hates his son? Zeh David. That's by David and Avshalom, his son. In other words, the reason why Avshalom came out to be such a Rasha was because David and Melech did not give him enough Musar, did not hit him, put him on the right way. But at the end of the Pasuk, V'yoyavoy Shicharoy Musar, the Chazal said, the Medrash says, Zeh Yaakov. This is Yaakov Avinu. In other words, the reason why Yaakov was Zeicha, that all his children, the Shiftei Kor, the 12 Shvatim, were all Tzadikim Gemurim, was because Yaakov Avinu at the beginning gave them Musar, put them on the right derech, and the children listened to the father. That's called a person that loves his son, is somebody that Shichar and Musar hits his son and tells him what he's doing wrong and watches him. So that's Pshat in this first Pasuk also. That like the Chofetz Chaim says, the reason why the Bnei Yisrael, the Shvatim, came down to Mitzrayim was because Eis Yaakov Ishu Veisabo, only because they came down with their father Yaakov, and their father Yaakov was there to watch over them, that to say they gave them Musar and put them on the right way. And that's the way a child has to learn from his father, that's the union of Chinuch, to stay and do the right things. And the way the Rabbeinu Bechai explains it here is, because the Gemara says that a person gets his Yetzirah as soon as he's born. As soon as he's born with the Yetzirah. However, really, his Yetzirah first comes in when he's bar mitzvah. So it comes out that you're living a long time with the Yetzirah without the Yetzirah, so you get used to doing bad. Therefore, the father has to be mechanech his kid, has to put him on the right way and hit him and tell him what he's doing wrong. In order to be madrachim on the right way, that's the sinyan of chinuch, and that's called a father that loves his son, watches over him, and hits him and puts him on the right derech. The Balaturim over here wants to explain that the pasuk of V'yela, and then it says, Shemois b'nei Yisrael haboyim, it says the Rosh HaTevis of Shemois b'nei Yisrael haboyim, the shin beis yudhei is shriya. In other words, kol zaman klai Yisrael was b'shriya, was captured in Mitzrayim, the pshat was they did not change their names. This was Shemois b'nei Yisrael. This was the names of Klai Yisrael throughout the stay in Mitzrayim, like Shaloshinu Shemoisim. And we know b'shvil this, that's why there were nigalu at the end. The Chazal say b'shvil dalad dvorim was nigalu in Mitzrayim. B'shvil Shaloshinu was Shemoisim. They didn't change their names, their language, their clothing. They still look like a Jew all the way through. And that's the pshat V'eli says, the Vav is, that V'eli is Moisef Alinyan Rishon, that the end of Bereshis was Vayomis Yosef, that Yosef died. And he learns pshat that before Yosef died, Yosef gave them a tzevor to make sure not to change your names, even though you're staying in Mitzrayim. Like Yosef said, don't take after me that my name was changed to Tzofnas Paneach, but you should not change your names. So that's the V'eli Shemois. B'schus that you'll keep your names, you'll keep your Hebrew names, you won't change your names, this is what's going to take you through the Mitzrayim, and the Mitzvah Shem, that will make the Gula, that will be able to let you go free at the end. Then Pasuk Hey, it says, V'yihi kol nefesh yoytze yerech Yaakov shivim nefesh v'yosef hoye b'mitzrayim. Is all the people were 70, and Yosef was in Mitzrayim. So Rashi explains, why did it have to say, V'yosef hoye b'mitzrayim shita, we know it, he was there before. So it comes to teach us that he was a tzaddik. L'diachot tzidkosei shoyosef, u'yosef aroyeh soinoviv, Yosef shoy b'mitzrayim v'nasa melech v'yoyme b'tzidkoi. That Yosef still remained a tzaddik even though he was in Mitzrayim the whole time. Now the Mefarshim asks, what is the post to say a lashon like yochid v'yikol nefesh, and then it says shivim nefesh? It should have said nefoshos. It's talking about 70. And the pshat the Kliyoka says is, the pshat is that they had achdus. They didn't talk lashon hara between them. Since they had achdus, that's the pshat they stayed like Yotze Yerach Yaakov. And some say even further, that even throughout all the years they stayed in Mitzrayim, they were all only like one nefesh, like they were all Yotze Yerach Yaakov. They didn't mingle, they didn't intermarry with the Mitzrayim. The Klai Yisrael were gedeh b'aroyis. They didn't have aroyis, they didn't live with the Mitzrayim. Therefore, they had this mile of being Yotze Yerach Yaakov Shivim Nefesh. They all had a lot like one nefesh. There was only purely the Yotze Yerach Yaakov, and no Mitzrayim were mixed into Klai Yisrael. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, the Pshat where it says Shivim Nefesh, and then V'yosef Hoye v'Mitzrayim, because he says this Yidua, that the Gula Shleim at the end is going to be like the Gula of Mitzrayim. So therefore he says that at the beginning of Mitzrayim it says it was Shivim Nefesh, and he says at the end of the Gula Shleim, when the Mashiach will be here, that Klai Yisrael will be Yerush, all Shivim Umos will be Yerush, the whole world. And he said that's why some rumors in this pasuk v'Yosef Hoye b'Mitzrayim, because at the end he says Hiske Yosef Bachreino L'remez al Mashiach ben Yosef, Hosid Lover Bachreino Ligales Yisrael. The Mashiach ben Yosef, he's going to come at the end, and with that there'll be the Gula will come, that they'll be Yerush, they'll conquer all Shivim Nefesh, all Shivim Umos. I mean the whole world, the Mashiach ben Yosef will conquer. Then in pasuk Zayin, Uvnei Yisrael poru vayishritzu vayirbu vayatzmu v'bemoid moid v'atimola yoratzoysam. That the Bnei Yisrael were fruitful and increased. They increased very much, and it says that v'atimola yoratzoysam, and the whole land was full with them. And Rashi brings down vayishritzu. What does it mean? Shoyo yoldois shisha bekeres echot. That a lady gave birth with six children at one time. And really in the Medrash it says that v'yeshemrim yudbeis, some say they gave birth to 12 at one time. V'yeshemrim shishim, and some say they gave birth to 60 at one time. And the Medrash says v'yatatame, don't wonder about this, shreya'akrev mashritz shivim bekeresechet. There's a sheretz that gives off 70 at one time. V'lachein omar v'yishritzu. Therefore the Pasuk says v'yishritzu, like a sheretz that could give birth to 70, here they gave birth to 60 at one time. And then the Medrash goes on that Yochel Nemoichem Kishrotzim, maybe they were born very small like Shrotzim, Tamaloyma Vayirbu, Bale Koyma, no, they were very tall. Yochel Chaloshim, maybe they were weak, Tamaloyma Vayatzmu B'moid Moid, they were very strong. There's these people that were born, they were strong and tall. Anyway, the Pasuk says later in Yudbeis that v'chasher yanu oisoi ken yirbe v'chen yifroitz v'yakutsu mefnei b'nei Yisrael, which means like as if they afflicted them, so they multiplied and grew. In other words, that the purpose of the Mitzrayim, why they made the Yisrael work so hard, was they thought that's the way they would stop them from growing, and Hashem showed them just the opposite, that the harder they work with the Jews, the more they multiplied. Mefarshim say the reason why they gave birth to six at one time was because the Mitzrayim made Klai Yisrael work 6 days a week. They gave them off 1 day a week. But since they made them work 6 days a week, connected the six, they gave birth to six at one time. And then the other pirush in the Medrash that they gave birth to 12 was double six. And the pirush they gave birth to 60 was 10 times 6. But it had to do with the fact that they enslaved them. The harder, the more they enslaved them, the more Hashem did just the opposite and made them grow. And the same thought is with the next pasuk in Tezvah that it says that Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim L'Miyaldos Ivriyos Asher Shemu Achas Shifra V'Shem Ashenes Pua, that the Melech told these Miyaldos that when they give birth, he wants them to kill all the Scharim. The Yimbasi V'choya, if it's a girl, let her live, but if it's a boy, kill him. And Rashi brings down why? Because the Melech saw, V'itztagnis, She'osid livoleid bein hamashiyosim. There's going to be born now a son that's going to save them. It's going to be born Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, Paro wanted them to be killed out in order to make sure that their Moshiach, their Savior, would be killed. And it says, Suwa then even made Xer upon the Mitzriim. Also, they should also kill all their sons. And what came out from all this? We know the Maisa by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he finally was born. Who went to save him from the Yor? It was Paro's own daughter that stretched out a hand and went to save Moshe. And who raised Moshe Rabbeinu? It was Paro himself. Paro himself had Moshe being raised and brought up in his own house. Like, can you think of such a thing like this? That here Paro made such a big degree to kill out all the Zechorim, not only of the Jews, even of the Mitzriim, Amanas to save himself, to kill out the savior of Yisrael, and Hashem did just the opposite, that the more you tried, the more Hashem made it, that you yourself, Paro yourself, you are going to be the one that's going to raise the Mashiach Shal Yisrael. And this all comes to teach us that as much as a person thinks he could do something and he wants to do something and he's going to try and do it, but it's always only up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Hashem wants it to happen, it'll happen. And if Hashem doesn't want it to happen, as much as you'll try to make it happen, it won't happen. It's always B'yad Hashem, the Rotzen of Hashem, that's what's Mizkayim. In Pasuk Yudalit it says that, V'yimavaru es chayehem b'avoy dekoshom, that they made their lives bitter with hard work. That they made them work very hard. Now the negina, the trop on the words of Vayimoru Chayehem is the Kodmo V'Azlo. So the Gro wants to say that it's Merum is here in the Indian, the Kasha, they asked that they were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. And we know they were only there in slavery for 210 years. How come? So Farshim say, because the Pshar was at the end, that Hashem gave them extra hard work, and because of the extra hard work, they like worked instead of 400, they came out in 210, it was Niskayim, the work they were supposed to do. So that's the Pshat by Yemoru Eschayehim. They made their lives very bitter. They gave them extra hard work to do. And because of this extra hard work, that's why they were able to go out early before the 400 years after 210. So that's this Kodmo V'Yazla. Kodmo V'Yazla, they went out early because of this Vayimaru Eschayehim. Now Chazal, the Gemara says in Soita on the Yud Aleph, that the Pasuk says, as Kolav Adoysim Asher Ovdu B'hem Beforach, they made them work very hard. Chazal say, Shoyu Machlifin Meleches Anoshim L'Noshim. That what they did was, they changed around the work. They made the men do the ladies' work, and they made the ladies do the men's work. So the question is, what's so hard about this? Why is it called an Avodas Perach? Just the fact you change around the work. So the Bar Moshe's Masbah, yes, that if a person has to do different type of work than he's ruggled, than he's used to, that's called an Avodas Perach. That's very hard for him to do it if it's against what he's used to doing. Now this he wants to explain, how come Chazal say the Redu Shonim, that we say Klal Yisrael was in slavery in Mitzrayim for 210 years, it started when Yaakov first came down to Mitzrayim. So the kasher is, when Yaakov first came down to the Mitzrayim, there was no shibud yet. They didn't have to work. They were not enslaved then. It first started the real enslavery after all the Shvatim died. So how come, says the Radu, that the 210 years start from the time Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim? So he wants to explain like this, that the avodah here was to go against something you used to. Now Yaakov Avinu was used to Kedusha where he was. His bias was the Beis HaMedrash. Now he came down to Mitzrayim, he had to live amongst the Tumas Mitzrayim, to be in a place that is not Rogel, to be out of Eretz Yisrael. For him that was a Shibud already. That's why since he had to start to live a life now that he's not used to, that's the beginning of the Redu of the Shonim that they worked in Mitzrayim. Then in Pasuk Tezvov it says, Vayoymer Melech Mitzrayim Lam Yaldois Ivriyois, that the king spoke to the Hebrew midwives, Asher Shemo Achas Shifro V'Shem Hashenis Pur. Vayoymer and Melech the king said, Beyaledchem Es Ivriyois, Risem Al Havnoyim, when you see the women's giving birth, in benhu v'hamita noisai, if it's a ben, a boy, kill him. V'yimbasu v'choya, if it's a girl, let her live. And the pasuk says, v'atireno ham yaldas as lakim, and that the midwives have feared Hashem, v'lo yosak ashadib olayim melech mitzroyim, v'atachayenu as ha'ilodim. And instead, they let the ilodim stay alive. Now, like we said before, Paro wanted to have all this chorim, all the males killed out, because he heard that the Mashiach, the Savior of Klal Yisrael, is going to be born soon. He was afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore he wanted them all to be killed out. So the question is, if he wanted to have them killed out, why do he have to speak to the midwives for? Why didn't he just make a decree, tell his chief in charge to kill out all the boys? So really the pshat is, like Ramban says and before in the Pasuk, of Hova Nizchach Maloi, that Paro wanted to do it with wisdom, with Chochmah, is the pshat is, he didn't want to look like a bad king in the eyes of the world. He didn't want to look as if he's going to kill out a nation. Therefore he made up, Hova Nizchach Maloi, let's do it with Chochmah, that people won't realize that we're going to kill out this nation. Therefore he meant them to make them work hard for him, as if to say they have to pay taxes, and now when he's going to kill out the newborn, he didn't just make a decree to kill them out, but rather he went to the midwives that really it should look like even before the child comes out, or Bishas actual childbirth, at that time, like they were born dead, that's the way it should look in the eyes of the world. So therefore, Paro Badavka went to speak to the midwives that they should do the job to kill the children when they are born, so it should not look as if he's killing them out, but rather they were just born dead. Now, in the Psukim, there's a diyuk, the Pasuk says, Vayoyim melech Mitzrayim l'myaldus irios, that the king himself spoke to them. Then it says in the next Pasuk, Vayoyimer. A second time it said Vayoyimer. So the question is, why does it have to say two times the word Vayoyimer? Now, also, the Gemara in Saita and the Yudal of Dashans from this Pasuk, that Melamed Shetovon L'dvar Aveira, that when Paro spoke to these midwives, he was to they them, he wanted to have znus, he wanted to live with them. He told them, let's live together. So the question is, what does the Indian of Paro being to they them, to have znus, to live together, have to do with the sin that the Paro wanted them to kill out the boys? And in the Seifa, Deres Elio from the Ben Ishchai wants to say like this, that the Pshat, like we said before, Paro wanted to speak to the midwives to get them to kill them out, where it shouldn't be nikah, people should not realize that they're killing out. Now, the names were called, it says, Shemo Achas, Shifra v'shem Hashem is Pua. And Rashi explains that really this was Yechevet and Miriam, but the reason why the Pasuk gave them new names, Shifra means Shemeshaferes es Havlod. They took such good care of the new children that she fixed up the bodies. She put it into place. And Pua, that was Miriam, Rashi says, Shepua medaberes v'hegel Havlod. She was talking to the children when they were born as if to calm them down, to make them feel good. So these little actions they did really showed what type of rachmonis, what type of chesed these midwives were doing. They weren't just a regular midwife, but they had tremendous midas of chesed of rachmonis that they took extra special care of the children. Now when Paro heard about this, that these midwives that are giving birth to the Jewish ladies are so extraordinary in the union of chesed and of kindness to the kids, Paro thought that he won't be able to get them to do this harsh degree of killing them out. Therefore, Paro himself had to go and talk to them. Usually a king doesn't talk to a midwife. If a king wants to talk to somebody, he has an interpreter, he has other people talking. Here, the reason why the Pasuk says two times, Vayomer, to tell us that, like it says, Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim, that the king himself went down to talk to Shifra and to Pua, to make them change their minds, like he felt maybe if they'll hear that I myself are talking to them, maybe they'll listen to me. And that's what the Pasuk says also at the end, that Vatirena Hamayaldas Esolakim for Lo Yosaka Shadibar Alehem Melech Mitzrayim. And they did not do the way the king spoke to them directly. That's the Lashon of Dibar Alehem, that the king himself tried his best to make this harsh decree go through by he himself talking to the Mialdas. And that's Pshan Neskemar and Saita, that Paro wanted to get them to listen, so the only way he thought he could do it is by being Tavei of them, by having Znus with them. He wanted to overwin them. Like he saw they had such big medias of chesed, it would be hard to get to them to make them kill the children. So he wanted to have znus with them, maybe to persuade them during the znus that they should take this action of killing the kids. And the pasuk says, no, vatirenu hamyalda says, lokim, that they had yirah shemayim, they had fear of Hashem, and because of that, they did not kill out the yilodim. And then the pasuk says that in pasukhov, vayeteb lokim lamyaldois, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made it good for these midwives, for Shifra and for Puah. Vayirevom, what did Hashem do? He made the people multiply, vayatzmumoid, and they became very strong. So the question is, the pasuk says that vayeteb lokim lamyaldois, Hashem made it good for the midwives. And what did Hashem do? That He made the arm strong and big. What does that have to do with making the midwives the Yitav? Where's the good to the midwives? So the Be'er Moshe wants to say that the pshad is that Miriam here in Yecheved, they had a tremendous amount of Avas Yisrael. They had so much Avas Yisrael, they loved the Yisrael, that they went to take care of these little kids with these small actions that are more, sometimes people do small actions. From the small actions you do, you can really tell how much Ava, how much love he has for another person. So here, Yecheved and Miriam, the Ava, the love for Klal Yisrael was so great that the greatest thing you could give them, the greatest maton Hashem could give back to Yecheved and Miriam would be the fact that Vayirav Om, that Klal Yisrael became great, became big, became strong. A person that has Avas Yisrael, the greatest nachas he could have is the fact that he hears that Klal Yisrael itself is coming great, becoming strong. And then Pesach Chofalos says that Vihi ki yoru hamyaldos esolakim, when the midwives had fear of Hashem, Vayas lehem botim, Hashem made for them a house. So Rashi says it means that they were zeicher bote kuna leviya umalchus shekruyim botim, that they were zeicher to have the union of kuna, of malchus and kuna. The Rashi says that kuna came out from Yecheved Aaron, or Malchus came out for Miriam. So the question is, what was so great about these actions that they did, that they were zeichet to have this great inyonim of Kuna and Malchus? And secondly, the Pasuk says they had the mile of Yira. They have feared Hashem. Really, what they did was a tremendous mid of chesed, of kindness to one another. Why doesn't it say the inyon of chesed that they did? The Mefarshim said the pshat is that just to do kindness to one another, it's a good thing. But real kindness has to be machmas yiras Hashem. You do kindness, the midas of Avam, is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do it. It's because of yiras Shemayim. Like we said about Avram Avinu, by Avram Avinu the Pasuk says, At yodatik yirei lakim ato. The Pasuk says, now I know you called the yirei lakim. Even though Avram was the Ava Chesed, he could say that did Chesed and Chesed. The Torah does not elaborate too much about his Chesed. The Pasuk just says, Vayita Eitzel, that he planted an eitzel, and some said it means he had an in there that he fed everybody, he did his chesed with it. But the pasuk says it just b'remiza, because the inyan of chesed has to be machmas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do it. You do it machmas yiras Hashem. By Rav Avinu at yadatik yirei elokim ato, since he showed that he was yirei elokim, therefore all the chesed that he did, the kindness, was also because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do, that's called real kindness. Here also these mialdois, even though they were doing in Yonam of Chesed, it wasn't just because they had a good heart like this, that was the nature, but they had it because of Yirei Elokim. They feared Hashem, they had Malchus Shemayim upon them, and they realized that's what Hashem wants. If that's what Hashem wants, that's what we're going to do. And in the Pesukim also it's mashmash like that it says that first, it says that Melech Mitzrayim spoke to them. And then it says when they answered back, how did they answer back? They said, Vatoymarna hamialdos el paroi, that the Mialdois, the midwives, spoke back to Paro. It doesn't even say they called him a melech. In other words, to the midwives, they didn't look at Paro as if anything. He's not even a king. They only have one king upon them. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because they had so much Yira Shemayim that the king of Paro spoke to them meant nothing. And they spoke back to Paro like, who are you? You're telling me to kill them? We won't kill them. We have Yiras Hashem, we listen to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't want us to kill them. Hashem wants us to be kind to them. For this, therefore, we'll keep them alive. And this is the inyan of being a melech of a Klal Yisrael, is even though you're a melech, you're a king, to realize not to have gaiva, to think you're great, but to realize there's Malchus Shemayim over you, to be Yirei Elokim. If a melech is not a Yirei Elokim, he thinks he's great, that's not what Hashem wants. And it's very hard to be a melech, not to feel with gaiva. So therefore, you have to have a tremendous amount of Yirei Shemayim in order to be a melech. So therefore, these Mialdos showed this great amount of Yirei Shemayim here. They weren't afraid of Paro,
but rather of Hashem, b'schus zeh they were zeichu with kuna and with malchus. And the same thing with kuna by Aaron HaKoyin, even though he also did chesed, but the chesed was with Yirah, it was also machmas Yirah that he did his chesed. And the Zoya says like this, the Zoya says, my time is zeichu koyin lechesed, how come the Kohanim was zeichu to do chesed? He says, the Pasuk says, v'chesed Hashem me'yelam v'yadoylam al yirayev. Because of the Yirah Shemayim that they had, they were zeichu to be able to have chesed. So because of this tremendous amount of Yirah that they showed, they were zeichu for Malchus and Kahuna. And like we said before, the pshat from why you need Yirah Shemayim with chesed, because really chesed has to be chesed shalemis. I mean, you're doing it for the purpose of chesed and not to receive something back. And if you do it with Yirah Shemayim, that's really you're doing for the sake of the other person, not so much to get back. And once explained, that's why even by Avraham Avinu, the Torah doesn't elaborate so much in his chesed, but rather says that at yadat kirei l'kim ato, because that shows that the chesed that he did was really chesed shalemis. And here also by Shifra and Pua, it's these small actions that they did, talking to the children, making the children straight, these small actions that they did, even though it was small maisim, the Torah calls them by the name of these small actions, because sometimes from the small actions you do, you could really see if you mean to do it l'shem shemayim. Alright, turn over. But really l'shem shemayim, because of the mitzvahs of chesed like here, she was doing it like we said, because she had avas Yisrael, they loved Klal Yisrael, they had chesed to help the others, and not so much to receive anything back for themselves. So from these small actions, we saw that the chesed b'chesed shalemes, and that was only because of the tremendous amount of Yirah Shemayim that they had, and therefore they were zeichu with these two batim. Then in Perek Beis, the Pasuk says, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, Vayikach as bas Levi, Vatari isha bat heleb ben, Vateirose kitovu vatitpeneyu, Shloshi yirochim. The Pasuk says that, Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, a man from Levi went, Vayikach as bas Levi, and he got married to bas Levi, Levi's daughter. And we know the Chazal said that this was Amram and Yocheved, and it says that Yocheved was 130 years old now when she first gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. So there are two questions here that Mefarshim ask. First of all, why doesn't the Pasuk say outright that it was Yocheved that got married now to Amram? Amram was a Godel Hador. How come it doesn't say his name here? First, later in the Sedrin Ve'era, it says that Amram was married to Yocheved and they gave birth to Moshe. Why doesn't it say the names over here? And secondly, if Yocheved was 130 years old now, why doesn't the Torah talk about and say about this great nes that happened? Like the Chazal say, she was 130 and he calls her a bas. The Gemara says, L'shehechzer, she came back like a young girl. She got back to Naira. She got back to be able to have children again. So by Sarah, she was only 90 years old. The Torah makes a big thing about it. How come the Torah over here doesn't make a big thing about Yocheved that she was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe? So to the second question, there are two answers. The Ramban says that the Torah only talks about great Nisim if a Novi told the person it would happen, and then it becomes true, the Torah talks about it, like by Sarah. But over here, it wasn't said by a Novi or by a Malach first, therefore the Torah doesn't talk about it. From the Magid Miduvne Veseyova, they said the difference is that now in Mitzrayim, tremendous Nisim were going on. They brought down before, they used to give birth, Shisha Bekeros Echod, or some of Hashem said 60, they gave birth 60 children at one time, which was all Nisim. Therefore, since now it was a time that Hashem was doing a lot of Nisim, it wasn't so great this Indian that a 130-year-old lady like Yocheved was able to give birth. Hashem came before by Sarah, it wasn't the Zaman that Hashem was showing tremendous amount of Nisim then, so then it was something special just to have Nes by itself, therefore the Torah makes a great thing about it. Now back to the first question, why doesn't the Torah speak out clearly that Yocheved got married to Amram? So some want to say, because really the Gemara in Soitis says that Amram was a god l'ador hoya, but as soon as Paro made the gzera that all the children, all the bonim, will be thrown to the Yor, so he gave his wife a get. Because really, Yocheved already had Miriam and had Aaron already from before. But now Amram gave her a get. And her daughter Miriam came to the father and told Amram that your gzera is worse than Paro. Paro made a gzera only to kill out the males, the zchorim, and you're making a gzera not to be married, and because you're not married, it says all the other people listen to Amram and also gave gets to the wife, so because of you, nobody's going to have children at all. So Miriam Tainid, your gzera is worse. And Chazal said that Amram listened to his daughter, and because of his daughter, Amram got married now, took back his wife to have more children. Since it was little of a busha that Amram had to listen to his little daughter, she was only 6 years old at the time, therefore the pasuk doesn't more like be mevayish Amram, it doesn't say his name. It just says that vayelach ish mebeis Levi without his name, we should not know that it was because it was his decision to give a get, and now he was listening to his daughter to get married again. And then we know the psukim said that she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu when she hid him first for 3 months, and then she couldn't hide him anymore, so it says that that she put him in a little cradle and put him into the river. And by the Tassab Achoysim Rochok, they stayed by the side, Miriam, Ledeya, Mayasaloi, to see what will happen. But no, the mice was, Vaterid Baspara, Lirchat Aliyor, and Baspara took her, Vatiftach, they saw the Yelid Boichem, Vayomer, and they said Achoysa, Baspara, Elach, and Krosnach, Isha, Menekas, Menivrius, Vesaynakloch, as a Yelid, that Baspara tried to nurse Moshe Rabbeinu and didn't accept it. Until finally they brought Yecheved herself to nurse him. And then it says that Vayigdal Hayelid Vativyeilo Baspara Vihil Olaven, that Moshe Rabbeinu became a son to Paro himself. Vatikra Shmoi Moshe, and they called his name Moshe. And the pasuk says why? Vatoymeki min Hamayim Mishisi Suhu, because I pulled them out of the water. So the question is here, if they realized that he was a Jewish child, how come they let him stay alive? There was a gzera from Paro to kill out all the Jewish boys. And secondly, how come Yocheved put her into the river? Like at the end, she saw she couldn't hold him anymore, true, but she should have brought him to a Beis HaMedrash, leave him in Shul, daven to Hashem. Hashem should have Rachmanus on him. Like how come she saw fit to throw him into the Yor, into the river? Mefarshim said that Pshat is Chazal say that at the time when she put him into the Yor, into the river, now Paro's astrologers, his Chachomim told him, you should know now is Mevatel Degzera. Like we saw, the Moshiach Shal Yisrael is lost in the Yor. So therefore, right now it stopped the Gzera of Paro to stop killing out the Jewish children. And that's why even later when they found out the Moshiach was a Jewish baby, still it says is brought up in Paro's house because the Gzera stopped. So in other words, it came out that Yecheved knew this. Yecheved was a Chachomah, was a Yecheved and Miriam, they were Nevi'im. So she realized that by her putting Moshe Rabbeinu into the Yor, that's going to make the Paro, to make the Mitzrayim, stop the Gezerah of not to kill out any more the Jewish children. So therefore, instead of keeping him stam in the Beis HaMedrash to daven for him, she brought him into the, put him into the Yor. So now the astrologers of the Mitzrayim thought that the Moshiach Shal Yisrael is lost in the river, and they could stop the Gezerah. And there's a Medrash Rabbi that says that Mikana Toloma Tzchorin Shogoyim Lechasodim. We learn out here the reward that people get for doing chesed, kindness to one another. That even though Moshe Rabbeinu really had 7 names, the Torah has 7 different names for Moshe Rabbeinu, still the main name he has is Moshe Rabbeinu that Basia Bas Paro gave him. Why? Because she did chesed to Moshe Rabbeinu, so b'schar that she did kindness to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah calls his name after what she called him, Moshe. And the Be'er Moshe wants to explain a little bit that this is all coming to explain us that the Ikar of Torah, the Yisayid of Torah is Chesed. That the Gemara in Soite says, HaTorah is Tchilosa Gemilas Chasodim V'Soifa Gemilas Chasodim. And he says that Torah itself is Begmatria Gemilas Chasodim. And then he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gematria of Moshe Rabbeinu was also the Gematria of Gemilas Chasodim. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the Yisrael of Gemilas Chasodim, it was Al Yodo Nitnu Torah Yisrael. And the Be'er Moshe asked also, really, she should have called him, not Moshe, but Moshui. Moshui Mashma, that she pulled him out. Moshe's Mashma, he's pulling other people out. So he says, there's also some rumors here, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshiach Klal Yisrael through the Kriyas Yamsuf. Sitak also made a Hamshacha, he pulled the Klal Yisrael through the Yamsuf, saved them through the Yam. So when she called him Moshe, it also had to do, she's doing Gemilas Chasodim to Moshe Rabbeinu, and b'schus zeh, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to do Gemilas Chasodim back to the Klal Yisrael by saving them through the Kriyas Yamsuf. And then after Shlishi, the Pasuk says, Vayhi b'yom ha'mehein, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up, Vayetze el ochi, Vayar b'sav loisam. He went out among his brothers and he saw their burdens. Vayarish mitzri maki ishivri meyochiv. And he saw the way one mitzri was hitting another Jew. And it says, Vayifen choy b'choy, he turned there and Vayar ki enish, Vayaches a mitzri v'yatmineyo b'choyol. He hit the mitzri and he killed him and buried him there. And then in Pasuk Tezvav it says that Vayishma Paro es Adover as there, Paro found out about this, that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the mitzri, Vayevakesh la'arages Moshe, and Paro wanted to kill Moshe. And Philip says, Vayivrach Moshe mepnei Paro v'yeshe beretz midyum v'yeshe balaber, that Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Paro. Rashi says that he tried to kill him as the pshat, Mesorah l'kustinor l'horgoi, that he brought him over to somebody to chop his head off, when he hit him on his neck with the knife, it didn't go through his neck. That's what the Pasuk says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu saved me from the sword of Paro. And again here, even though this was a tremendous ness, that Moshe Rabbeinu's neck turned into like a hard, like a marble, that the sword did not go through it, the tremendous ness, the Pasuk doesn't elaborate here, again like the Pshat we said before, because b'chal there were a tremendous amount of nisim going on in the so inyan of Mitzrayim. Therefore, the Torah doesn't say all the nisim so great. Now, before in the pasuk when it says v'yaches a mitzri v'yatuneo b'chol that he killed the mitzri, so Rashi brings down when it says that v'yar ki ein ish. So Rashi says it means ki ein ish also lost his b'menuli tizgai. That Moshe Rabbeinu looked into his future and saw that for this mitzri, nobody's going to come out to become a Jew, therefore we went to kill him. And they asked the kasha from the Brisker Rav, like Mamanashach, if Moshe Rabbeinu held that this mitzri is Mechuyiv Misa now, if he's Mechuyiv Misa, what's the difference if later on in his through him will come out a Jew or not? But right now there's a Chiyiv Misa, he has a right to kill him right now. And the answer is like Rashi says, he didn't really kill him physically, but he used the Shem HaMeferish. In other words, he gave him a Misa B'day Shemayim. So in order to give a Misa B'day Shemayim in Shemayim, they look through all the generations to see if anybody will come out of him. So therefore, before Moshe had the right to use the Shem HaMeferish to kill him with Hashem's name, like a Misa B'day Shemayim, he had to make sure nobody will come out of him. But I call upon him, you see here, this Inyan was Mamish Min HaShemayim, that really you think it looks terrible now, that Moshe Rabbeinu killed somebody, and because of that, Paro wanted to kill him, and he ran away from Paro. But really, it's just the opposite. This was Hatzolah. This was really the beginning of the salvation for Moshe Rabbeinu. That before that, we said, is brought down that Paro himself brought up Moshe. And the Midrashim say that not just Ami brought him up, but Mamashi loved him and used to kiss him. And the Pasuk says, Vayigdol, even Rashi brings down, what's this lashon of Vayihi Bayom Hein Vayigdal Moshe? Like Rashi asks, Haloi Kva Kosa Vayigdal Al Yelet. It already says that he became big. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, Harishon Lekoyma V'yashena L'gdula, Sheminu Paro Beisoi. At first it means Moshe grew up, and now it means that Paro appointed him to be a godl over his house. And Midrashim said that Paro used to come and kiss him, he really loved him. So really you think it's a terrible thing that Moshe should be brought up by Beis Paro. But now Hashem did chesed really to Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to run away from Paro. That Paro saw what he did, it's also a nes, that here Paro loved him so much, and Paro appointed him to be a head over the house, so if he saw he killed somebody, so what? And Mitzvah Mastam killed a lot of people. Paro should have overlooked it, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu killed somebody. But this was chesed of Hashem that now Paro got angry at Moshe, and because of this, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to run away, and because of that, we'll see the whole Osset came out, that Moshe was able to be the real Mashiach of Klal Yisrael. Now, in the first pasuk says that Vayar b'sivloisam, that Moshe went out and he saw the burdens that Klal Yisrael had. So Rashi says, Nosan eino v'liboy liyismeter aleihim, that like he set his eyes and his mind to share in their distress. And this is the inyan that a person is supposed to be mishtatif b'tzara shachaveroi. This is like chesed. If somebody else has pains, has trouble, he's supposed to help him along and feel for him. Put yourself in his matzah to feel along with his pains. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did, is Vayar b'sivloisam. See, he felt with them. and the Medrash talks a lot about this, is Marech Lat, with a lot of different actions that Moshe Rabbeinu did. And from these actions, it says he was able to be Zeicha to be the Mashiach, the helper of Klal Yisrael. And the Medrash says that, what does it mean, Vayar B'Sabloisom? It says that Ruah B'Sabloisom U'Boicha, Moshe Rabbeinu started to cry, V'Yomar Chavali Aleichem, Yitem Musi Aleichem. And Moshe Rabbeinu went down to all the Jews, it says, V'Noisink Seifa V'Masayeh L'Cholecha V'Yechad Mehem. Moshe went down and started to help every single Jew do his work. Moshe put himself into their burden and was helping them. And now this, the Medrash says that Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ato hinachto esikcho v'lachto lirois b'tzaron shal Yisrael, you're stopping your work to help out the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. So Hashem says, Ani maniach es al yoinim v'zatachtoinim v'yadabri moch. I'll leave over what I'm doing and I'll talk to you. And just like we were saying before, that Olam Chesed Yibone, and that the Torah was Chilosa Gmilas Chasodim, the Sefer Gmilas Chasodim, and therefore the Torah was given through Moshe Rabbeinu, because he also was the Yisoid of Gmilas Chasodim. And this is the Gmilas Chasodim, that if you see your friend in tzar, in pain, you have to be mishtatev with him, and help him along in his tzaros. And there's also a Medrash, the Medrash Rabbi says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bodak Vitzoin. That means that what happened was that at Tzoin, one Gedi, one kid, ran away from Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu ran after him, and it finally came to water, and the goat started to drink some water. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to the goat that if I would have known that you're thirsty, I would have carried you on my shoulders and given, brought you to the place to drink water. So it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that and said that, since you have rachamim, linig tzoynoi shabos v'dom, kachata tira tzoyni Yisrael. Therefore you'll be zeicha to be a manig on Klal Yisrael. In other words, to be a manig, to be a leader on Klal Yisrael, you have to worry about kol yochid v'yochid, to give them what they need. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu saw this mid in Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore he was zeicha to be the Mashiach shal Yisrael. And then again, the Pasuk says that, Vayishma paros adover azev, Yerakash az Moshe, Vayibrach Moshe, Mepnei Moshe, Mepnei Paroi, Vayeshe beretz Midyon, Vayeshe balaber. That Moshe ran away to Midyon, and he sat al a bear. This thing is brought down by Eliezer, and by Yaakov, they found the Shidduch by the bear. And some people say this is talk of the same bear, that now Moshe was going to find his Shidduch. And it says, Lekoy Midyon, Sheva bonos, Vatavoyna, Vatalena, Vatamalenu, that it said that Moshe Rabbeinu saved them. And it says that Vayovaroy Vayigor Hashem Vayoke Moshe Vayashiyon Vayash Kesoinim, that Moshe saved them and gave them to drink. And again, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu did Chesed here, that he saved them and gave them to drink. I think the Chofetz Chaim says that Mida Kineged Mida, just like Moshe Rabbeinu saved Tzipora. Now at the end of the parashah, it says the way Tzipora saved Moshe Rabbeinu. It says the Nachash wanted to kill Moshe, and Tzipora first made the bris milah to save Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Pasuk of Aleph it says, "Vayoyo Moshe l'shevis esuish," and Moshe like was willing to stay by him. "Vayite nes Tzipora bitul Moshe." Then it says, "Vateled bein vayikra shmoi gershoim kiyoma geroyisi beretz nachriya." And the first son that Moshe had, he called him Gershoim, ki geroyisi beretz nachriya, because I was a stranger in a strange land. We know later on Moshe Rabbeinu had a second son and he called him Eliezer or Lekei Ezri. Really the question he asked is, how come his first son he called Gershom, Loshon of Ger, and the second son first he called Eliezer, B'Shem Hashem, that Hashem saved him. Real Mefarshim explained, the Pasuk says, Vayoyo Moshe, Moshe stayed there, he was willing, really it means Loshon of a Shvua. That Moshe Rabbeinu had a swear to Yisroi. And there's a Mechilta in Pashas Yisroi that explains that Yisroi made Moshe Rabbeinu swear to him that the first son he has is going to be by him. The second son you could take Lashem Shemayim. But the first son you have, Yisroi wanted to be by him. So that was the Lashem Vayoyo Moshe. Moshe swore to him that you could have the first son. The first one explained that's why Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to call the first son Eliezer, the Shem of Hashem, because he swore to give over his first son to Yisroi. Therefore, we rather called him Gershom, Loshon of the Ger Ha'isi Be'eretz. But the question is, how can Moshe Rabbeinu like swear to give over his first son to Yisroi, Yisro at that time was Nebed Avodah Zorah. How could it be a giver over his son? And from the Chlush Yerim they say over that it wasn't really a Shavua to give over his son to be Eved Avodah Zorah. But rather, Yisro's Midah, there are two different Midahs. Yisro's Midah was, Yisro first worshipped all the Avodah Zorahs. And then, after like experience, he saw the way they all were bad. He didn't agree with them, till finally became to become a Jew, to be Makir of the Yemes. And that's the way Yisro wanted Moshe Rabbeinu's first son to go also. That he wanted him first to be exposed to all the Ra, to all the bad in the world, and to see and to realize that it's bad. And then he'll be able to be Makir what Hashem is, the good, and then he'll be an Emes or Eved Hashem. So that much Moshe Rabbeinu was masking too. But I call upon him, he didn't want to call his name Eliezer, the name of Hashem, rather called him Gershom Lashon of Ger. Mashenken, the second son, which Moshe Rabbeinu brought up, which is the right way, the way a Yid is, there's an Indian of Mekabel from your father. Your father was a Jew, he told you the right way, and we go right away straight to only hear the Emes the right way, and we don't expose ourselves to the bid. Like we start with Chinuch right away, when a child is young, to bring him right away up on the mitzvahs, doing the right way, and not to rely that later when he wakes up and has his own mind, he'll be machzir, come back to Toiv to be makir the emes. Then after Revi, per Pasuk Beis, it says, Vayero malach Hashem elo balabas eish mitoich hasneh, vayar v'hine yasneh boye v'eish v'yasneh enenu uchol. That the malach came to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning thorn, in the bush, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw the way the bush was being burnt, but it was not being burnt up, it was not being eaten. So Vayeme Moshe, Asura no, let me turn the era Samara Godlaze. Let me see what's doing. Madua la Yivrasne, how come it's not being burnt up? And the Pasuk says that Vayara Shem ki sor liros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the way Moshe Rabbeinu turned to see. And therefore, since Moshe Rabbeinu was sor liros, turned to see, is Vayikre lovela kimitechasne, Vayeme Moshe, Moshe, Vayeme Neni. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and start to tell him now that now is the time to go to save Klal Yisrael. Now in the Psukim here, it says four times the word Hasneh, and one time it says the word Vahasneh. So it says Merumas here in the Dalet Goliath that Klal Yisrael will have to go through, and Mitzrayim is not part of this. Vahasneh goes on the Golos Mitzrayim. And the Remez here that it says Vahasneh, and then Uchol means even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Soros, gives Golas to Klal Yisrael, he gives his punishment, but I call upon him and then Uchol, Klal Yisrael is never eaten up. Netzach Yisrael will always be a Klal Yisrael. No matter how hard Hashem hits us, the Pshat is always there's always a refuah, Kaidim Lamaka. And also Rashi brings down Mitoich HaSneh from this bush, for Leila Nacher, like how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu could the Shechina couldn't come down to Moshe in another tree? So Rashi says, Mishum Imay Anochi Betzora. Because when Klal Yisrael is in Tzora and Kinsar and pain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. Like we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts them in Tzora for a purpose. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us. So Mitoich Tzar, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed himself now to Moshe Rabbeinu. And as if to say, the Tzar will only be for a while, but Hasneh and Uchol will never be eaten up. Now this is also good. There's a Medrash Rabbi here that says that Omru Chachomim, that Zayin Yomim Koidim Hoya Kodesh Baruch Hu Mafatel Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheyelech Bishlichusai, that for 7 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we'll soon see later in the Parsha, was asking Moshe Rabbeinu to go to the Shlichus to take Klal Yisrael out. Plehoye right to Lelech, Moshe did not want to go to take Klal Yisrael out, like we'll soon see the Psukim. Ad Maisas Ne, until it happened this Maisas Ne, and now after this Maisas Ne, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw this Ne being burnt, and not eaten up, after this, Moshe agreed to go to be the shliach to take Klal Yisrael out. Like really, the pasuk later, pasuk Yeralev says that Vayeme Moshe El Olakim, Mi Anoichi Ki Elech El Paro. Who am I to go to Paroi V'chiyotzi Es Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim? And who am I like to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim? Like Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu had two things here now. One was he says, Mo Ani Choshev Adabri Mamlochim. How am I choshev to talk to the king? The Chiyotzi, Rashi says, V'yafim choshevani, even if I am respectful enough, Mazochu Yisroel sheyosu lehem neis, V'yotzi mimitzroyim. With what chus does Klal Yisrael have, what merit does Klal Yisrael have, that she be zoichet to the neis to be taken out of Mitzroyim? So So Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go with the shlichus to take them out. So before Shmuel asked, like, what's pshat here? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu want to go? Like, what is Rashi saying? Like, Moshe Rabbeinu tana to Hashem, with what chus, how was Klai Yisrael zocha to go out? Like, why should Moshe Rabbeinu ask that question? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to take him out, he should be very happy about it.
And now, really, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back Moshe was, on the first question, who am I? Hashem said, Ki yeimoch, I'll be with you. And the second shayla, what chus does Klai Yisrael have? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, Lo'osir dalgoti mekabel de Torah, Bizchus harsina be mekabel de Torah, I want to take Klai Yisrael out right now. And the Beis Halevi goes to explain that the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu really wanted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself should take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, like really he told Yaakov Avinu, Anochi Eridim Cho, Anochi Ali Moch, I will be there, I myself will take you out. And really Mepharshim explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken them out, there would have been Mamash Degula Shlema, there wouldn't have been more Tzoros. But the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself did not take them out, because really, so Mepharshim learned, we know they're supposed to be in Shibut 400 years, and they only were in Redu 210 years. And some Mepharshim learned the Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klai Yisrael can't stay in Mitzrayim anymore, because if they would have stayed a second more, it would have been too late to save them. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt it's kedai to take them out now. This will be a kopon, a mechatzi Yeshua for them, that from this, like we're saying, they'll receive the Torah, even though there's not going to be the Gula Shlema right now, but I'll call upon him, this is what's necessary for Klal Yisrael. But on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu, what he wanted was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself should take out Klal Yisrael to make the Gula Shlema. So the pshat was, Moshe felt that if he would take them out, it's not going to be the real Gula, that they'll just be, Klal Yisrael won't remain, there won't be a Netzach Yisrael, he was afraid they'll die out the nation. So it could be that's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw now in the Sneh also, according to this Medrash, that after Moshe saw the snare, then he agreed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take out Klai Yisrael. That his limud from the snare was that no matter how much tzoros, even if right now it won't be a Gula Shleima, right now Klai Yisrael is not zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will take him out of Mitzrayim, but it has to be through a Shliach. So Akopon, even the Gula Shleima will not take place right now. They still have to go back into more Golis, like what happened and the way we are in right now. But HaKalponim, the snare was a limud, that no matter how much tzoros Klai Yisrael will go through, and enu uchal, we will not be burnt up, there'll always be the Klai Yisrael, and the Mitzvah Shem will come a time when we will have the Gula Shleima. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw this, that Klai Yisrael will never be destroyed. They'll always be around, no matter how much tzoros they have, they'll still be here. Then Moshe agreed to take out Klai Yisrael. And then the Pasha talks about the different simonim, the different oisayas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu to take Klal Yisrael out. However, when it comes to the time when Moshe Rabbeinu did go to Paro to tell Paro, please let Klal Yisrael go out, the Pasuk says that Paro did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, and just the opposite. That lo yisifun lo seis tevin lom lulvon halaveinim kismol shulshoin hem yelchu v'koshul hem tevin. Yes, maskoynas halaveinim asher hem oisim to mel shulshem to simo leim leisigru mimenu ki nirpim heim al keinim tzoikim leim anelcho nizbuch al elokeinu. That Paro just made it worse now for Klai Yisrael. He took away the straw and said still they have to make the same amount of bricks as they made before. So even though Moshe and Aaron went to complain to Paro to please let the Jews go out, it just came out to Paro the opposite, just made it harder and worse for Klai Yisrael. Then by Maftu it says that Vayoshev Moshe lo Hashem v'yemir Hashem lo maharayoysu lo mazeh lo mazeh shlachtoni. Like, why did you make it bad, harder for Klai Yisrael, and what did you send me? Umeyoz bosi el paroi. And for since, like he says, I came to Paro l'daber v'shmecho, heira lo mazeh, v'hatzeh lo hitzaltu esamecho. That from the time I came to speak to Paro, it's just making it worse. It's like, Moshe Rabbeinu v'atayinus v'Hashem, why did you send me? And then Hashem answers back in Perek Vav, it says, Vayemir Hashem al Moshe, Atos siras asher es el faroi. You will see what I'm going to do now to Paro. Ki v'yod chazoka yishalchem, v'yod chazoka yigor asher miyartzi. I'm going to take them out with a strong hand and take them out. So the question is, good, Hashem is going to take them out, but Moshe Rabbeinu is still out of taino. Like, how come now you made it worse because of me? Before I spoke to Paro, it was easier for the Klai Yisrael. And now, because I went to speak to Paro, it comes worse. Like, it's just the opposite. And the Forshim say the pshat is
that really Klai Yisrael again was supposed to work Arba Meir Shonim. And we know the only work we do Shonim. The Sama first come on the Pshat is at the end of its Golis, the end of its Tzaris, they worked double hard. And this extra work, they worked hard right now, B'schuz Zeh, they were able to go out earlier. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, the fact that I made it worse for them now is L'toivosei, is for their good. And you'll see soon, they'll go out B'yot Chazoka. That means without this hard work they're having right now, they wouldn't be able to go out B'yot Chazoka. It's only because of this badness that I'm bringing upon them right now, Adarabah, this is L'toivo, this is the good of Klai Yisrael, and because of this, they'll be zeichu to go out earlier. That's why there's a Medrash that says, when Moshe Rabbeinu said that send them out B'yad with somebody else, the Medrash says that Moshe wanted them to go out with Rabbi Akiva. Why Rabbi Akiva? To say, if you look through the Maisim of Chazal, Rabbi Akiva was always the one they're able to see, and any bad that's happening, he always saw the good. There were Kama Maisis in Gemara, that he was walking with Tanoim, they started to cry, he started to laugh. Because Rabbi Akiva was able to see, from any bad that's happening, the good that's going to come out of it. So Moshe Rabbeinu Taina, that's the Shar Nun Shel Chochma. And it says, V'tachzireinu miyat melakim, that Moshe Rabbeinu was missing the 50th Madreg of Chochma. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's coming to take Klai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he just saw the bad right now that Kodesh Baruch was doing by making them work hard. So Moshe Rabbeinu, like Tainet, let Rabbi Kiva take Klai Yisrael out. Because Rabbi Kiva has this midah, the 50th Madreg of Chochmah, to see exactly in every little thing that Hashem is doing, even though it looks bad to us, really there's good in it. And that's what Kodesh Baruch himself now answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though Lamaisa Leinayim, it looks bad, this is a limud for our whole lifetime. That even though certain things we think are bad, the hardship for us, we have to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Yavarachmim, is doing it to us, and really it's only for our good. And it'll come a day that we'll be able to see every little thing that happened to us is only for our good. Like right here, even though Hashem made Klai Yisrael work extra hard right now, and Moshe didn't understand it, but really it was for the purpose that Klai Yisrael should be able to leave on time after Radu Shonim, and not to have to stay there any longer, and Chas V'Shalom, then they would have been lost. All right, we'll stop here.